You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. The Village of Catskill Wastewater Treatment Plant released almost 15,000 gallons of, quote, permitted overflow sewage discharge early December 1st at 135 Main Street into Catskill Creek, according to the State Department of Environmental Conservation. The discharge was caused by the rain and impacted the fishing area, according to the DEC report. Kyle Hughes for NYS News reports in the Daily Freeman that a U.S. Environmental Protection Agency official speaking November 30th in Colony said there will be PCB contamination in the Hudson River for many years. Quote, I think it's fair to say we will be doing five-year reviews for the foreseeable future, said Gary Klawinski, who is project director. According to the EPA, five-year scientific reviews continue when, quote, remedial action leaves hazardous substances on the site at levels that do not allow for unlimited use and unrestricted exposure, end quote, to humans and wildlife. A report is due in February, followed by a public comment and a public meeting before a final report due April 23, 2017. Quote, we don't want people eating the fish, but there's only so much we can do relating to that, end quote, Klawinski said. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that the State Department of Health announced November 30th that certain chronic pain ailments now qualify for New York's medical marijuana program. Currently, only a few maladies qualify for New York's program, and this announcement may make the program larger. As of November 29th, 10,730 patients have been certified by 750 registered physicians to use medical marijuana in the state. The Department of Health will soon publish for public comment a regulatory amendment which will specify the chronic pain conditions that qualify patients for the program. Recently, the department also allowed certified nurse practitioners and physician assistants to allow medical marijuana treatment. Quote, after conducting a thorough review of the scientific literature, it became clear that there may be certain benefits in the use of medical marijuana by patients suffering from chronic pain, State Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker said in a statement. Quote, medical marijuana is already helping thousands of patients across New York State, and adding chronic pain as a qualifying condition will help more patients and further strengthen the program, end quote. Read the full story in Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. The National Weather Service says November was warmer than usual in the Hudson Valley and the Capital Region, and wetter to the south and drier in the north. Albany had an average temperature of 41.4 degrees Fahrenheit last month, 1.7 degrees warmer than normal. In Poughkeepsie, the average temperature was 41.9 degrees, only 0.3 degrees higher than usual. Albany was drier with only 3.1 inches, with 4.73 inches falling in Poughkeepsie. The U.S. Drought Monitor said on December 1st that 54% of the Northeast is in a drought, with extreme drought persisting in portions of New England and southeastern New York. Shannon Sweeney reports in the Albany Business Review that the University at Albany won over $700,000 in federal grants, quote, to support cybersecurity education, partnerships, and job growth in the area, end quote. Sanjay Goel, a business professor at the University of Albany, received $197,000 in funding from the National Institute of Standards and Technology and $538,000 from the Technology and Economic Development Administration. Quote, it's an entire ecosystem, all the way from education down to economic development in cybersecurity, Goel told the Business Review. Quote, our goal is to make sure we have an adequate workforce in cybersecurity, end quote. One grant will encourage local students to consider careers in cybersecurity. The story also says, quote, the University of Albany will also conduct a yearly cybersecurity industry analysis to address the area's workforce needs. Cybersecurity companies in the Capital Region, like Graycastle Security, have said they have open jobs to fill, end quote. Read the full story in the Albany Business Review. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.